First, we're here. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to the book of James, James chapter 4.
在座的弟兄姐妹，请大家打开圣经。打开圣经是到雅各书的四章。
We're going to read just two short verses.
我们今天只读两个很短的经文。
It's James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. Let me read to you. This is God's word.
就是雅各书的四章十一节到十二节。让我先给大家读这是什么话。
Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor?
雅各书四章十一节，弟兄们，你们不可彼此批评。人若批评弟兄，论断弟兄，就是批评律法，论断律法。你若论断律法，就不是遵循律法，乃是判断人的。设立律法和判断人的，只有一位，就是那能救人也能灭人的。你是谁，竟敢论断别人
？That's right.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we ask that as we have just read your word,
亲爱的天父，我们向你祈求，我们刚读了你的话。
We pray that the Holy Spirit may now apply these words into our hearts.
我们祷告，求主把你的话语放我们心中。
We know your word is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword.
我们知道你的话语是活的，像刃啊。比任何刀剑的两面刃都快。
We pray that the Holy Spirit may use these words and apply into our hearts to pierce our hearts so that we can understand and respond to the word.
求圣灵用这个话语刺破我们的心，让我们能够把你的话语放在心中，活在我们的生命当中。
May it teach us on how to live our lives each day.
我就求你教导我们。怎么样每日的圣徒
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督名求。Amen.
Well, for all of you probably know that I'm originally from Malaysia.
大家大概知道我是从马来西亚的。
And let me tell you a bit about Malaysia history.
那么我告诉你一点马来西亚的历史。
You know, Malaysia gained independence in 1957.
马来西亚是1957年独立
from the British Empire
就从大英帝国独立
but we're not only colonized by the British but also the Portuguese, the Dutch and the Japanese
我们那不仅仅是英国的殖民地还是葡萄牙的还是荷兰的还是日本的殖民地
but the British came actually before the Japanese but were driven away by the Japanese during World War II
英国呢比日本人来得早，但是呢，在二次大战中呢，英国人呢被日本人赶走。
But you know what happened? Eventually, you know, the Japanese lost the war, and the British came back and took the country again.
那么你也知道，二次大战呢，日本人败了，那英国人又回来了，把日本的抢去的地方给抢了。
And they held to the country as long as they can.
然后呢，他们在统治这个国家呢，统治就是尽量长一些吧。
Because they saw in Malaysia, although a small country, but yet it was full of natural resources.
他们知道马来西亚呢，尽管是个小国家，但是有很丰盛的自然资源。
So they want to take this opportunity to explore as much as possible.
他们想用这个机会越多搞越多越好。
It also doesn't help when the people in Malaysia at that time were weak and divided.
但是呢，那时候呢，马来西亚人呢是很弱的，而且是分散的。
Because the Malays, who were the indigenous people there,
那时候有马来人，马来人是当地的土著了。
They were not happy with the large influx of Chinese and Indians settling in their country.
那么他们对很多中国人还有印度人也到那个国家去居住了嘛？他对那些人很不满。
There was a lot of division, a lot of racism.
那在各个种族之间呢，有很大的纷争。
And that's why, you know, it's easy for the British to take over the country.
那英国人呢，来强占这个国家呢，很容易的。
But eventually, the people began to realize that realized this, and they knew that the only way they can actually be free from the British is to unite together.
那最后呢，这些种族呢，总算认识到，要想从英国独立，大家得联合在一起。
And they did this, and thus drove the British out of the country.
那么他们团结起来，就把英国人给赶走了。
But despite of that, you know, when they gained independence in 1957, till now.
那尽管呢，他们从英国人独立了，那是1957年，但是到现在呢
，It is more than 50 years of independence.
已经有50多年了嘛。
But sadly, I can see that the country has fallen back to division.
但是呢，很令人伤心的就是这个国家呢，又回到了纷争的时代。
There's a lot of segregation and discrimination and racism going on now.
还有很多种族歧视在马来西亚。
So you can see it's not just in America that we have that problem.
那你也看到，不光是在美国，我们有种族歧视的问题。
But it's also happening very evidently in Malaysia.
在马来西亚也很明显。
Now, why am I telling you this story?
那我为什么要告诉你这个故事？
Because I think this is what James is talking about in his entire book.
那么这也是雅各在这段在要讲的。
You know, he's encouraging the Jewish Christians in his time to live together as a community.
他在鼓励当时的犹太人、基督徒在一起，在一个社区里生活。
His letters are full of admonition and also rebuke.
他的书信当然有很多的教训。
You know, he tells them this is how you what you should not do, but this is how you should do.
他告诉他们这些是你不应该做的，我们现在告诉他们这些是你应该做的。
Mainly because he wants them to be united.
雅各在。是想要那基督徒合一的生活。
And this is exactly what I think all our Christian church today wants to achieve.
这也是当今基督徒的教会也是想要做这件事。
Now when we think about living within a community, whether we think about it in the context of home or a church.
那么我们现在就说我们生活在一个社区。那么这个社区的概念就是我们在一个家庭，我们在一个教会里生活。
We strongly believe that this is what God intends for us to do.
那么这也应该，我们应该相信这是神的教导，我们要这么做。
We are not alone.
我们在这个世界上不是独立的。
We are part of each other.
我们和大家相互之间都是一体的。
And He desires for His people, the Christians.To live together with each other in unity, because our triune God Himself is united.
他要我们一起啊，有和谐，一起联合的生活，是因为我们三位一体的真神也是在一起。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one God, but three persons.Live harmoniously within the realm of heaven.
啊，我们的天父、圣子、圣灵啊，在一起，在天国里啊，很和谐的生活。
And they are always in communion with each other.
他们一起一直都在沟通。
And that is why God wants us to pattern our earthly community relationship after the Trinity.
这是神想要我们，这我们在世上的生活就以啊 圣父、圣子、圣灵在天上的生活为榜样。
However, it is certainly difficult for all of us to do it.
但是呢，我们要做的话才可能。
Why? Because we are all sinful people.
为什么呢？因为我们都是有罪的。
Even as Christians, we are still not immune to sin.
尽管我们是基督徒，我们对罪也没有免疫力。
You know, we get into arguments with each other, we fight, and ultimately, we hate each other.
我们经常会与人争吵，那争吵以后呢，我们就恨了。
We see this very clearly and very often among churches too, among members of churches.
我们当然在教会的会员里面能看到。
So you see that there's resentment that causes division among the body of Christ, which God has called us to be as Christians.
那我们之间就有纷争，使得我们分裂。
And certainly in our passage today, James gives us another example.Of what can cause a division among the church?
今天雅各在这段经文就给我们这个例子，就是我们在基督徒生活中还有什么原因使得我们能够纷争分裂。
He's talking about slandering.
他在告诉，他在讲这个诽谤。
You know, James continues his argument about worldliness in the entire chapter in entire chapter 4. And now he's directing us to the problem of slander.
雅各在雅各书里面第四章都是在讲属世的，那么这里呢特别在讲诽谤。
So as we look at this passage, there are three points that I want to share with you. First, we're going to talk about the prohibition to slander one another.
那么回到这个经文，我想和大家分享三点。第一点呢，就是雅各呢禁止我们。
And second, the reasons not to slander one another.
那么第二个就是我们不能诽谤。
And
为什么呢？
And thirdly, the danger that proceeds from slandering.
那么第三点就是如果我们诽谤又有什么危险呢？
So, let's look at the first point, the prohibition to slander one another.
我们现在回到一点就是
If you look at verse 11, just the first section, it says, Do not speak evil against one another, brothers.
那再回到第一节经文头半部分，弟兄们，你们不可彼此批评。啊，这里实际上英文应该是说呢，不可讲邪恶的话。
If you have been here to hear the sermon that I preached before in the beginning part of chapter 4, you will see that there's a change in the tone of James towards his audience. As he previously called them in verse 4, chapter 4, verse 4, you adulterous people. Now he resorted to calling them brothers.
如果你在我上一堂讲到的时候在这里的话，你会观察到就是雅各在第四章把他的话语的语气有所转变，他前面叫那些他的听众那些人是你们这些淫乱的人，是在第四节。那么现在呢，他又叫咱们弟兄们呢。
You know, these brothers, as I mentioned, are the Jewish Christians in his time.
这些弟兄我已经说过了，就是当时的犹太人基督徒。
The problem with these brothers are evident.
这些人呢当然有问题了。
They had failed to live up according to the commands of the word.
他们呢没有遵守神的话。
Their lives are not filled with spirit-led works that the Bible commands.
他们的生命呢没有显得出那个圣灵所借的果子。
You know, and these brothers are great at hearing the word of God, listening to the word of God, but actually not living it out.
这些弟兄们呢，听神的话语很好，但是呢，活出这话语呢就没有做得很好。
You know, if there is ever an exam that they are to take, they are great. They will probably pass this exam with the flying colors.
如果那时候说要有个考试的话，那他们在通过考试肯定通过的很好，考得很好。
But if there's a practical exam that asks them to do it, to live out these examples, they will probably not pass.
但是呢，如果说你要活出来， 一个真正的从现实生活中的一个考核的话，那他们大家都考不出来。
Now, James is rebuking them and hope that they would learn to live out the word of God.
雅各在这里教导他们，希望他们能够活出神的话语。
And so we see here, James said that do not speak evil against one another. This is a strong command here.
这是一个很强很重武器的命令，就是说弟兄们，你们不可彼此批评。
What James is concerned is the use of language and tongues to destroy one another. That's what tongues do.
雅各在这里说呢，就是大家用舌头用话语来毁灭另外一个人。
And if you read chapter 3, he already said this very clearly.
如果你读了第三章，雅各讲这个舌头讲得很清楚。
So, what does James mean by speaking evil then?
那么这个雅各彼此批评又是什么意思？
You know, one commentator said that this could indicate a more general speech problem. Speaking carelessly, foolishly, or the like.Or a more particular problem, slanderous or libelous verbal assaults.
有一个解经书一个解经学家这样说过，也许呢，这个当时呢，这个彼此批评呢，可能是在指一个很普通的很常见的，比如说是说话呢不小心说就是说很傻的说傻话了，但是呢，也有可能是一个比较特殊的。问题比较重要的问题，那就是就是诽谤或者呢中伤别人的话，说中伤别人的话。
There are some English translation that translate this as slandering.
那么英文呢翻译是 slander， 中文呢就翻译成诽谤。
And slander is a huge problem among people not just in James' time but also today.
那么这个诽谤呢，在雅各时代是个问题，今天还一样是个很大的问题。
Another form of slander is gossiping.
那么还有一个很简单的这个诽谤呢，就是说瞎话。
And we know full well that all of us at some point in time have engaged in this action of gossiping.
那么我们知道，我们在座的每个人在某一个时候可能都说过瞎话。
You know, the Bible says that slander and gossip, they are both sinful.
圣经告诉我们，不管诽谤还是说闲话，都是有罪的。
There are a lot of passages that talks about this, talks against this.
那么圣经有很多经文告诉我们这行为不对。
If you've read the Ten Commandments,
如果你读了十诫
，God told the Israelites in the Eighth Commandment, do not bear false witness.
那在十诫的第八诫就是不可作假见证。
But this command can also be expanded to include all forms of lying, speech that is not true, including gossips and slanders.
那么，这个诫命不仅仅说是假见证，你可以延伸到任何说假话，或者这些话语呢，它不是真的，那这里当然就包括说闲话、诽谤。
Because we know that a lot of times when we engage in gossips, you know, the things that we say may not necessarily be true, but we just love to be able to talk about it with each other.
那么我们知道，我们说闲话的时候，经常是我们知道我们说的可能不是真的，但是呢，大家就还喜欢说。
And if you see anything that is untrue, then it's lying.
如果你说的这个话不是真的，那就是说谎话。
And then it is against what God commands in the Eighth Commandment.
那这就是在违背神的第八诫。
So perhaps this is made even more clearly in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 16. For God said, "You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord."
也许在利未记十九章十六节说得很清楚，神说得很清楚，利未记十九章十六节是这么说的：不可在民中往来搬弄是非，也不可与邻舍为敌，置之于死。我是耶和华。
What about the New Testament?
那么在新约里又怎么说呢？
we already talk about this passage in James, but there's also another great passage in Romans chapter 1, verses
28-31.
Paul mentioned slander and gossip are two evil sin in the section about sin.
保罗呢在谈论一段讲罪的那个经文里面呢，特别把这个诽谤和说谎话呢讲成是邪恶。
Let me read it to you. This is what Romans chapter 1 verse 28 to 31 said. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, and malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless.
那就是在罗马书的1章28节到31节，我来跟大家读一下。他们既然故意不认识神，神又任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事，装满了各种不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、争竞、诡诈、毒恨，又是惭愧的背后说人的怨恨神的，傲慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的。 无知的、被约的、无亲情的、不怜悯神的，这里那个惭愧就是诽谤，被约说人呢，就是说瞎话，就是告诉他。
So you see here, James nails it when he said, when he said, do not speak evil against one another, do not slander one another.
雅各在这里说的很清楚，就是不要相互诽谤，不要相互说瞎话。
Because this is prohibited in the Word of God.
因为
Secondly, we'll talk about the reasons not to slander one another.
下面呢，我们来讲为什么我们不要相互诽谤。
Why does James prohibit slander?
那么雅各为什么禁止我们相互诽谤呢？
Let's look at the second part of verse 11. It says, "The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law." But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge.
那这里呢，就回到11节的后半部分，就是说，人若批评弟兄，论断弟兄，就是批评律法，论断律法。你若论断律法，就不是遵行律法，乃是判断人。So,
as we make the connection earlier, to speak evil is basically to slander.
那么这里呢，我们和前面连在一起。 如果你说邪恶的话,
and slander is a clear sin because it speaks badly against another person and thus a violation of God's command.
那你说诽谤的话语，那就是违背神的话语了，因为你伤害了别人。
You know, we are all made in the image of God, every single human being.
每一个人都是在神的，都有属神的模样。
And so because of that, we are all in a way equal in God's eyes.
那在神眼中，我们都是平等的。And
so if we slander one another, we are basically slandering God's image in each person.
如果我们相互诽谤，我们实际上就是在诽谤神的形象。
And for some, God has saved us and changed us to love not just our Christian brothers, but also our neighbors.
但是神拯救了，神爱我们，就是要我们爱我们邻舍。But
to slander them is the opposite of love.
那诽谤别人，那就是和爱是正根相反。And
notice that James also made another connection with those who slander, for he said the one who slanders also judges.
雅各这里也做了另外一个，就是说，如果你诽谤别人，那你就是论断人。
To judge is to rule over someone, and thus we judge when we judge a brother, we imply that we have power and authority over him.
如果你判断一个人，那就说明你能够统治那个人，那就说明你比那个人更有权、更有势、更高一点。And
certainly, James is not against all forms of judging, because there are ways in which we can do so in a proper and right manner.
而当然，雅各不是在所有的判断都是错的。我们在合适的时候、合适的方式，我们是可以判断的。
I'll speak more of this in the last point.
那么在最后一点，我会讲这个。But
what then does James mean when he associates slandering with judging?
那么这里，雅各为什么把叛乱人和这个诽谤联系在一起呢？If
we read the entire sentence, we can see that the one who judges his brother speak evil against the law and judges the law.
那么我们再回到这个内容，全面的看着，如果你批评弟兄。
In this way, James says that this particular person who slanders and judges his Christian brother thinks he knows better than the law because he does not need to be governed by the law.
这里呢，就是说，这个基督徒呢，他如果他批评弟兄，他论断弟兄，他就认为他很懂得律法，那他自己呢？ 又不在这个律法之下。In
a way, he's above the law of God.
那就说呢，他在律法之上，他在神的律法之上。Because
he does not listen to the law.
因为他没有听从律法。But
what does the law require us to do to our brothers and neighbors?
那么律法要求我们对于基督徒的弟兄或邻舍应该怎么做呢？
I read to you earlier in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 16.
那么在利未记的十六章，我已经给大家读过了，那个十六节。In that
verse, God commands people not to slander one another. But if you read the entire section together with the, which ends in verse 18, we see what it says clearly about how we are to treat our brothers and neighbors.
刚才讲的是十九章，利未记的十九章十六节。 我们要把这段经文合起来，那结束的呢，实际上是这段经文是从十六章到十七章，十六节到十七节，十八节。Leviticus
chapter 19, verse 17 to 18 said, "You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason frankly with your neighbor, lest you incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord."
神呢，在这里向以色列人说话，是教导我们应该怎么做。那我现在在读利未记的十九章十七节到十八节，不可心里恨你的弟兄，总要指责你的邻舍，免得因他担罪，不可报仇，也不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己。我是耶和华。
God made it very clear. It's not just that you should not speak badly against your Christian brothers. You should not say anything bad about it. But you must love them.
神的话语很明显，很清楚，就是我们不可诽谤我们的弟兄，而且呢，我们要心里的爱着弟兄。You
must love not just your Christian brothers, but you must love everyone, your neighbors, as yourself.
那这里不光是你的基督徒的朋友，你的邻舍都要爱。And
Jesus, Paul, and James draws this exact point from Leviticus chapter 19 in their own letters and writings.
那耶稣、保罗和雅各在圣经中也都有同样的表述，都是从这个利未记。
Jesus says in Matthew chapter 22, verse 39, when he talks about the two laws of God, you know, and the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
耶稣在马太福音22章39节在讲两个大的 律法的时候啊，第二个就是啊，这个就是在三十九节。其次也相反，就是要爱人如己。
Paul said in Galatians chapter 5 verse 14, "For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: You shall love your neighbor as yourself."
保罗在加拉太书里面也这么说的啊，这是加拉太书五章十四节。因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话。
And for James, you know, not just in chapter 4, but already in chapter 2, verse 8, he said, if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You are doing well.
雅各不光是在第四章会讲这些，其实他在第二章也已经讲过了。雅各书第二章第八节是这么说的，经上记着说要爱人如己，你们若全守这至尊的律法才是好的。
So in all of this, what is James saying? James is saying that if one who speaks badly against his Christian brother or sister, he does not know God's law. He's above God's law.
那雅各在这里说什么呢？其实他说得很清楚，就是你如果一个人在指责他基督徒的弟兄或者姐妹，那他就是说呢，他没有遵循律法，他实际上他在高于律法。
Perhaps he does not care about God's law.
也许他根本对神的律法不关心。
But what is God's law? God's law is love your neighbor as yourself.
但是神的律法是什么呢？神的律法是要爱你的邻舍如爱自己。
It is a very simple sentence, but yet it is so hard to fulfill.
这句话很简单，但是很难做。
How can one love everyone, you know, our neighbors as ourselves?
那怎么样一个人才能做到爱你人如己？就是你所有邻舍的人要爱他们，要跟爱自己一样的。
But that is exactly what God calls us to do.
但是这是神在命令我们要做的。
But it does not say that you know you will absolutely fulfill every of it every time.
但每一个时候我们也许不能够全面的做到。
But this is a principle and a command that we continuously aim to work towards.
但是这是个原则，这是个诫命，我们应该不断的向这个目标前进。
And so one who refuses to do it is above the law. If this is you, then you are walking a dangerous line as a Christian.
如果这是你的话，那你就走在一个很危险的路上。
You are not only failing to preserve Christian unity among the body of Christ, but you are also blatantly rejecting His clear command to love.
如果这样的话，那你就在神的肢体里面造成纷争。而且呢，你很明显的你在违背神的律法。
And may this be a clear reminder and warning to all of us.
希望这个呢，就是使大家呢都能够记住，在我们的生活中呢也起一个警醒。
Because we are all capable of doing that.
因为我们都能够做到这一点。
Even as pastors.
就是牧师也可能会更多。
Finally, let's talk about the danger that proceeds from slander.
那下面最后一种就是诽谤里面能够出的威胁。
Verse 12 says, "There is only one lawgiver and judge, He who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor?"
第十二节是这么说的：设立律法和判断的只有一位，就是那能救人也能灭人。你是谁，竟敢论断别人？
The one who is above the law of God ultimately acts as one above God.
如果一个人他觉得他是高过神的律法，那到最后他的行为肯定是他认为他高于神。
God alone is the lawgiver and judge of this world because He is the creator of this world.
但是神唯独神是给律法的，是这个世上的法官，因为他是创造这个世界。
Think about it, in a time when God first made our first parents, Adam and Eve, He proceeded to give them instructions on how to live.
请大家来分享，当神创造我们第一个先祖，第一个父亲就是亚当夏娃的时候，他给了他们的指令，怎么样在这个世上生活。
Of course, we know that Adam and Eve refuses these instructions, and they sin, and thus place humanity in jeopardy.
但是呢，我们知道亚当夏娃呢拒绝遵守神的命令。
And sin leads to a death. But God alone can save and destroy sin, and He did it through His Son Jesus. And Jesus vowed to return again from heaven to destroy sin once and for all.
耶稣也告诉我们，他会再来，他再来的时候就会把罪完全的消灭。
Certainly He will return to judge the world and all who reject Him.
耶稣会再来，他会
Now Jesus is the God who will ultimately sit on His throne to judge every single person according to what they have done, because He is the judge.
耶稣就是神，他会坐在那大宝座上，实行审判，审判每个人，根据每一个人的行为来审判他。
And for those who are above the law, those who love to play judge will ultimately meet the judgment of Jesus. Now make no mistake here, the one who seeks to judge his brother, or slander his brother or neighbor, sits in the place of God.
这个喜欢论断别人，论断他弟兄姐妹的人，他实际上是坐在神的这个位置上。
You know, he thinks he has the power that only belongs to God.
他想着呢，他有神那样的权利。Such
a person is none other than an idolater.
这样的人呢，实际上也是一个拜偶像。You
know, he claims to be like God because he claims to judge over another person, to have authority over another person by telling the other person, by judging the other person. And Jesus warns in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 to 2, He said, "Judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use it, it will be measured to you."
耶稣在马太福音7:25节警告我们这么说的：你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断；你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。You
know, this is a great warning for all of us because it is something that we are most prone to do as Christians.
这确实对我们每个人是一个很合适、很大的一个警告，因为我们每个在座的人都会。For we think
that we know God's word, and thus we can pronounce judgment on those who do not follow God's command.
因为我们经常会想，我们知道神的话语是什么，这样呢，我们就可以论断别人，然后我们觉得别人没有在遵循神的话。因为。
It is something that we are most prone to do. We like to tell people what you should do and what you should not do. I'm not saying that we should never correct someone.
I'm
I'm not saying that you know, when you see someone who's clearly sinning, that you should not seek to correct the person.
我也不是在说你确确实实看见一个人在犯罪，你对他的犯罪无动于衷啊，不去纠正他。
I'm saying this very clearly. We must speak against sin.
我说很清楚，我们必须对罪要讲清楚。
We must speak against the wrongdoings of people that is against God's word.
我们对那些人所做的错误行为，我们一定要讲。
Christians or non-Christians,
不管他是基督徒还是非基督徒。
But in doing so, we must be careful not to bring judgment on people, especially the time where we determine the destiny of people.
但是呢，在这个时候，我们必须很小心，不要审判，不要论断，特别是在有一些我们可能会决定人的命运方面的一些话语，我们不要说。
Let me give you an example.
那我给大家一个例子。
If someone who is sinning before your eyes,
如果有人在你面前确实犯罪，
you are to gently correct him, as the Bible says.
那你应该用温柔的心去纠正他，改正他。
You are to tell him, to show him what the Bible clearly forbids.
啊，凭着圣经的话语给他展示，圣经里告诉他应该做，不应该做什么。
But it's not your responsibility to pronounce judgment by saying, you know, you are going to hell. You will be in hell.
但是呢，这不是你的职责范围，就是你告诉别人你要下地狱，你一定去地狱。
We can't decide people's destiny.
我们不能够决定人的命运。
And sometimes as Christians, we like to do that.
作为一个基督徒呢，也许我们有时候喜欢这么。
You know, we must rebuke. We must.Call for people to correct people, but yet we must be careful that we do not become the judge by pronouncing who is a sinner, who is not a sinner, who deserves to go to hell, who deserves to go to heaven.
神确实在呼召我们，要我们用爱心来纠正人，来改正、改变人。但是神没有给我们这个审判官的权利，没有。给我们的权利，我们会告诉人谁要进天堂，谁要下地狱。
And this is what James is directing towards.
这里是雅各在这里所指的。
You know, he's telling us this is how we must learn to do as Christians, not to pronounce judgment on people.
就是在告诉我们，作为一个基督徒，我们应该做什么？我们就是不要论断。
And if you think about it, even in a church, when the elders or the session pronounce when the elders of session discipline wrongdoers.
那你再想想，在教会长老团如果对某一个人实行惩治，
the hope is to reclaim the sinners back into the community.
那希望的是使他悔改，让他回到神。属神的人群之中。
Hope to bring them back, to make them realize that they are doing wrong, to correct them, but never to entirely call them to call them out and to determine that they are, you know, they will eventually they will go to hell or anything like that.
希望呢，总是要拯救他们，把他们带回神的面前，而不是一味的审判说要下地狱。
James says, God alone is the judge of this world.
雅各书里说，神唯有神是这个世上的审判。
He alone pronounced the judgment.
他才能够论断。
We are not the judge.
我们不应该论断。
We are not responsible for the destiny of people. We are involved in it, but we are not ultimately responsible for who go to heaven or who go to hell.
人的命运，当然我们跟我们有一些关联，我们可以帮他，但是呢，我们绝对没有那个权利来讲谁进天堂，谁进地狱。
And God, in the end, will determine our destiny because we know that He will judge with righteousness and just according to all that we have done in this world. And Martin Luther says this very clearly. He says this sentence, let God be God. And this is a great way of reminding us that we are not Him. Only He alone can save and judge and determine the outcome of our lives. But when we choose to take what belongs to God and use it for our own and become that person to judge people, we have taken His position. In that sense, we have sinned. But this is the reality of every time what happens when we sin. Because every time we sin, we go against God's word. We think we know better than Him. That's why we take His position by determining what is right and what is wrong in our own eyes when we sin. But as I say very clearly again, I'm not against correcting sin. I think it is very important for Christians to speak up against those who have sinned, but not in a judgmental form. Where to speak out and our view against homosexuality, against abortion, against adultery.
那么我们确实作为基督徒，我们应该说出来要反对同性恋，反对堕胎，反对那个淫乱。
Because these are all against God's commands.
这些确实是违背神的诫命。
But when we do so, we must remember to speak in love.
但是我们做这事呢，我们要用爱心来讲这个话。To
be stern with sin, but to show love to the sinner.
对这个罪人应该是很严肃、很严厉，但是对这个犯罪的人，我们要有爱心。And
ultimately, to let God judge the person for what he has done.
那么最终呢，让神来审判。And
that is why James ends at in this. In verse 12, he said, who are you to judge your neighbor? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray and ask that, Lord, may you help us to know that we are called to love our neighbors as ourselves. But certainly that does not mean that we would accept everything that they do, even if it's sin. Lord, we are called to speak truth. We're called to be faithful to your word.
呼召我们对你的话的中心。But
in our speech, we are called to speak with love.
但是当我们说的时候，我们应该用爱心来说。And
we're called to correct with love.
我们纠正别人的时候也是
May you help us to realize that ultimately we are not the judge of this world.
主啊，也求你让我们懂得，我们确实不是这个世上的审判官。
May you humble us and help us to realize that ultimately you alone have the authority and power to save and to destroy.
主啊，就求你使我们谦卑，让我们认识到，唯有你有这个权能而使啊。
And may we as your creature learn to submit to your authority.
主啊，让我们能够在你的权柄下服侍。
We thank you and ask all this in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。